Although the hearing was open to the public, Wiebke and I were the only audience. Along the back wall stood a line of tall and solid-looking police officers, clearly ready to pounce and defend if necessary. In front of us, to our left, were the prosecutors, Aisha and Leon. To the right were the attorneys representing the accused. An official recorder sat at one side in front of the judge's bench. Then, a side door opened, and the three suspects were brought into the room. They wore prison suits with broad red and white stripes, were shackled with chains at their feet, and had their hands cuffed behind their backs. It was an eerie moment. The sounds of the chains rattling was a strong reminder of the seriousness of the situation. The police and custodian officials weren't taking any chances. According to the press, they were drifters, homeless people who lived on the street. They were dirty-looking and scruffy, with pasty complexions and shaved heads, because when they were arrested, their hair had been riddled with lice. The prosecution team had told me that the trio had been high on crystal meth during their killing spree, and now they had the drained, weary look of addicts being forced to go cold turkey. I recognized each of the defendants from photos shown to me by Leon and Aisha and from numerous posts on the online media. Nearest to me sat Sean Angold, age 23, the man who had allegedly stolen the gun from a car in San Francisco. In the middle was Lila Alligood, 18, who was said to have chosen Steve as their target while they were waiting on the path near Fairfax for someone to rob. Furthest away from me was Morrison Lampley, 23, who was thought to be the one who pulled the trigger. Alligood was reported to have been Lampley's longtime girlfriend, while their association with Angold was said to be relatively recent. Wiebke reached over and took my hand. Hers was clammy and cold, and I didn't dare to look at her because meeting her eyes would have pushed me right over the edge. My throat was constricted, and I wanted to scream out in anger, pain, and disgust, or do something crazy.